Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We got a powerful lineup. We are officially launching at 11 o'clock a brand new live call-in show, The Healing Hour, with Dr. Sharon Martin. Yep, we call her Doc Martin. So get ready for 2 hours of fantastic, educational, informational, fun. Right out of the gate, though, we're going to have some fun. But before I do that, I want to say hi to Benny. Hi, B.
Hey, Pat.
How you be?
I'd be pretty good. Thank you for asking. Back at you. Yeah, good.
Yeah, sun shining.
All right. Yeah, not here yet. It'll be on its way. I can feel it.
Yeah, no, it's up here in the north. We got it up here.
That's me in the south. Right. I get you.
Yeah, it'll get down to you.
Thank you.
But I still have my twinkle lights on.
Your twinkle lights?
Yeah, I have twinkle lights everywhere.
I'm not following that one. You mean in your room?
Yeah, in my office, studio.
Okay.
I am like the queen of these little twinkle lights.
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting you. Okay.
Yeah. You know, the other day I was talking to someone who went through an experience, and they lost their job. And I said to her, I said, you know what? You should smudge your house. Now, you say that to somebody and you think everybody in the world knows what you're talking about. And what I realized is, no, they don't. And unless you had that experience, like I had that experience my first experience was, I believe it was 1996. It was my first vision quest with Sedona in the high desert of California. And that was my first introduction to sacred smoke. And when I learned about that, I can't really even describe it, because there's some things in life that words just don't capture. But that's why I've got Amy. Amy's joining me here today. Amy Blackthorn is joining me here today. And we're talking about not just her book, Sacred Smoke, but we're talking about what it means, the history of it. You know, the times of it, what it does, the power of it. Why has this become a practice that goes back thousands and thousands of years? I mean, if you think about this, Benny, and I will think about this, but I was looking at this from a different perspective. I was thinking about, what was it, if you go back thousands and thousands and thousands, and I mean like a lot of thousands, what was it that people had? What did they discover? Well, one of the first things they discovered was smoke. And they discovered the transmuted nature of it. And from that point on, if you go back and you either look at the glyphs or you look at, you know, the first writings, you discover something universally. And I will say this, but Amy, you're going to have to help me out with this. Universally across the board, every culture that I've ever read about or talked about in 16 years on this show, or books I've read about it, this is a universal phenomenon.
It really is.
Like me, you grew up in a Catholic church and you walked into benediction and, oh my God, there you go with that. But today I am bringing on an expert that's going to help us. And boy, do we need help with this. Purification, clarification, clearing out, energy, movement, getting a fresh start. 2020, you better be starting your smudging. Amy, great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Listen, am I correct I mean, my assessment in preparing for today's show is, we're going to talk about your fabulous book, Sacred Smoke. But one of the things I did, I started to do a little research on this. And man, I went back not just a few thousand years, but like even longer. I want to ask you about this, because as far back as we intuitively remember, and how we describe the feeling, at least for me, that feeling the first time I entered into the essence of Sacred Smoke, I was never the same again. From your perspective, can you talk to the power that not only this we have today and know about, but even in your book, you know, you start out with an ancient Egyptian saying, a day without fragrance is a day lost. From your perspective, tell us about the power and the purpose, and welcome.
Thank you so much. The purpose and the power are both really all-encompassing. When you step forward, not only into that smoke, but into your power, you're taking not only the first steps on a new journey, but you're allowing yourself to embrace the things that not only have you known, but has everyone standing behind you known for thousands of years. You're allowing yourself to put forth these botanicals, these volatile oils, and raise up not only your spirit, but your prayers, your intentions, your guides, through the act of just that smoke rising into the ether.
When we, let me just give you a statement, and I want you to kind of run with it. My first experience with this was with my mentor, and it was back in the 90s. And it was, I'm a girl from the Bronx. Let me just put it in that perspective if I can. So what does that even mean if you're a girl from the Bronx? It doesn't mean you don't have experiences, but I literally grew up in the Bronx in a very confined, let's just say limited worldly experience, right? Came from a really not so wealthy family, lived in the projects. You get my sense, right?
I do.
The only smoke that I remember as a kid, and this is the weird part about it, is my dad smoking cigars, and then my stepmom smoking cigars, and then we all smoke cigars for whatever reason. But I want, and there was something special and ritual about that. And I can remember smoke. This is the weirdest thing I'm sharing with you. I can't even believe I'm talking about this with you. This is like bizarre for me. I remember my mom, you know, dad left the house and we were all in there painting, and my mom goes and hits my dad's cigars. And back then, these were pure tobacco. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this is a tradition now in today's world. And there was something about that that was so important. But the first time that I participated in a sacred ceremony with sacred smoke, I was not the same. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. The ritual and intention that our families, my uncle used to smoke a pipe with cherry tobacco in it, the ritual of seeing them sit down and acknowledge this space that they were given. It was very few times and places where, especially men, were given the ability and the opportunity to really put down the mantle of their duties and enjoy their space. So embracing that smoke and using it through a pipe was their me time. Separating that and going forward as people, we can see that from the outside without the baggage of the outside personality, outside view. So when we can step forward into that smoke and we can envelop ourselves in the volatile oils, in the, not just the smoke itself, but the feeling that it gives you. I mean, they're two halves of the same whole. When we acknowledge that scent, our brains are automatically shifted. We're already in that meditative space.
Mm-hmm.
Just from that few seconds of smoke, especially when we have an ingrained pattern of this is time to relax, or this is time to experience your spirituality. Like if you experience frankincense outside of a Catholic church,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a kid going to mass with my mom was, you know, once every couple of years thing. But when I first joined my first coven, my first high priestess was a recovering Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
She frankincensed and myrrhed the whole space you couldn't see one side of the room from the other every time we had a ritual. So no matter how far I go and no matter where I come from, when I encounter frankincense and myrrh now, my body automatically responds before I have time for cognizant thought, before I have time to say, oh, that smells nice. My brain is already ready for that spiritual experience because of so many years of ingrained behavior. It's conditioning.
And you start off the book with this too. You really do. You ask the question, you say, so why incense? Why bathe in the smoke of these fragrant plants, resins, flowers? And then you say sacred smoke is tool of magic and of transformation. And purpose, right? There's a purpose and there are multiple purposes, right?
But absolutely.
I think today with you, we're going to explore what some of these are. I want to start out of the gate when we come back from break. I want to talk about purification. I have run into more people in the last 2 or 3 months that have been longing for a way to clear the air, so to speak. And I love the how paradoxical that is. Clearing the air with sacred smoke, right? Isn't that interesting? When we come back, I want to talk with you about purification and what people really need to know before we start this process. Because I had a really interesting experience of clearing things out. When we come back, we're going to go on a journey with Amy. I'm going to let you know how to get a copy of the book, but also how to find out more about who she is and the amazing things she's doing. And right now, if you have something you want to clear in your life, this is the time to call. This is the time to ask questions. 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Benny, are we getting a groove on right there?
Always getting my groove on every day.
Are you getting a groove on?
Yeah.
Ooh. OMG. People ask me, Benny, I get this question all the time, right? The question I get is probably the same question for you. It's like, man, like after this many years, and you have more than I do, after this many years, doesn't it ever get old? Doesn't it ever get boring? Right? And I was doing, I don't know what the show was. I think I was doing a pre-record. So it wasn't with you, Benny. I was doing a pre-record or some weird thing. And I didn't have a jack camera, but I had a power drill. And I pulled out my power drill. I probably will save it for later on in the show. But it doesn't ever get boring. And I learn so much from our listeners, from guests like Amy. And why is that? Well, I really am a kid at heart. There's so much that I did not experience in life, and I get to do it now. And I hope all of you listening, I hope you get to do it too. Amy, before we start to talk at purification, incense, smudging, sacred smoke, everything, how can people get a copy of the book and how can they find out more about you?
It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of your independent bookstores. You can order autographed copies from amyblackthorne.com. And my previous book, which we were talking about last time I visited a year ago, is on sale for 99 cents right now. Blackthorne's Botanical Magic. You can get a Kindle copy for 99 cents right now. So you can get two books for just about the price of one.
Spell your last name for everybody, because I want to make sure everybody hears this right and they don't go to a different website.
Absolutely. Blackthorne is B-L-A-C-K-T-H-O-R-N.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
And Benny, we got a couple of copies of the book to give away, so let's fire that up right now. No pun intended. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Amy, there's always a story behind a book. I really believe that. And generally speaking, it's not the book. It's something else. And, you know, my sense of things is that what I hear from people, and I work with people all over the world, there is something going on inside of them. And whether you call it a welling up, an overload, you know, a need for this something, you could have written this book any point in time, any year, any day. And then we got somebody calling and we'll go to the phones. But I want to ask you, what got you all fired up to write this book?
It's so funny when you're going through life, just waiting for spirit, God, goddess, whoever, to give you that nudge. And it seems like no matter where you go now, people are selling kits for their own sacred smoke practice. I found it in my local co-op. They've got a rack as you walk by the register, you know, cedar, sage, sweetgrass, what have you, right there for the asking. And people are really, it's gotten to the point where smudge is now a verb, sage is now a verb, and it's become part of our common parlance where people are reaching out for something extra, something more, something that gives them not just, I talk about agency a lot, it's not just that, it's connection with other people and with ourselves. We spend so much time embraced in our phones and engaged with digital electronics that we lose that contact with our own selves. It's gotten to the point where people need something extra. That time that we spend running to work, running around with the kids, running around being trying to engage with your partner, we lose touch with ourselves, and people are really looking for a way to get that connection back.
And, you know, part of this, too, is really looking at what is going on with us now and what kind of relief we could get from it. And that leads me to Benny. You know, I don't know, Benny, that we could, the show's not about doing live energy clearings, but certainly let's bring Lily on, and Amy can talk to Lily about what Amy, what Lily can do. Let's go ahead and do that now, Benny.
Lily, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lily.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, I wanted to bring you on with Amy to get some help.
Thank you. I maybe misunderstood what I heard when you were speaking about the energy clearing. So the show, I'm just calling in regarding that.
Yeah, well, what this show is about getting mm-hmm. clearings. But what Amy does is mm-hmm. she helps people understand how to use sacred smoke to do that. Because
okay.
you can do it. So what I'd love to know is what you want cleared, and then Amy, maybe you can suggest something.
Okay, got it. Okay, let's start with this. Number one is that I do have sage and everything else. I did purchase it. I moved into a new place. I just haven't used it, so this is kind of an affirmation saying I need to go ahead and do that in my new home. By that, that's number one. And so clearing, I think you mentioned about your friend losing a job, and
yeah.
we're still back with the money thing. And before you do that, Dr. Pat, you mentioned something that caught
yeah.
my attention with your crowdfunding, and you,
yeah.
your number was like 5 million. And that
yeah.
was like, it just racked my brain, 5 million. And for a woman to say 5 million, I had never even really heard anyone go that high in business. As a female saying, and I met another female who was saying, I'm going to 50 million this year, my company, working with companies above 50 million. So
yep.
the vibration with money right now, I keep settling. I keep settling for something that
yep.
is not taking care of my needs. That's it.
Yeah, well, I love you bringing this up because I think people would like for us to settle. You know, I think for those of us here, what you heard me talk about is our crowdfunding, which is to really create something for the world and to do it effectively. I could have easily settled and said, what we hope to get is $20,000, but that's not what we hope to get. We really do see people being so excited about it that, you know, if you think about it, if you think about how many people it takes to donate an X amount of money around the world, it's an easy number to accomplish. And so for us, we looked at it and said, 5 million, and I think I got a vision where I think I said something like 5 million. I was so precise, remember when I said that? It was like 5,722,000, right? Because that's the number that popped up in my meditation. And so around that, for me, I got a sense of how big this needs to be to help people in the world. And here's something you should know, and then we're going to let Amy help you clear it. Because you're not the only one. When I said that, folks around me were like, really, Pat? Are you sure? And I am sure, Lily. I just want to be clear. Because I need that to do something to help people in the way you all are asking to be helped. And that 5 million will yield 10 times the amount back, so we can then take that money and give it back in the way of help to all of you. But the money thing, that is a burr in everybody's saddle. And Amy, I am hoping you're going to give us something to do to get rid of that thing there.
Absolutely. There's so much stuff that goes along with being a woman and trying to make your voice heard. Everyone wants to make you smaller and take up less space. Absolutely. We need to take up exactly as much space as we need.
Yeah. So what would be a sacred smoke to help clear out lack and limitation?
Rosemary.
Right, Lily? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Rosemary is the first thing I gravitate towards for this. When people say, oh, let's reach for the sage, let's reach for this. Rosemary is clearing out, but it is uplifting so much that it leaves you, your space, and your intention at a much higher vibration. It the smell lingers really sweetly on the edges of the nose, and it brings happiness and harmony, and it lets your voice be heard. It manifests that brightening, but it also eliminates nervousness, and it gives you the mental energy and the creativity to express it in a way that can be heard by others.
Okay. Lily, now can we just take Lily through what the ritual might look like? And this is a question that everybody has. They always ask, should it be rosemary oil that I burn? Should it be rosemary that I burn itself? Could you take us through that a little bit?
Absolutely. You can utilize essential oils in that way. You can put it in a diffuser if you have just a minute. But the more intensive and the more validating you need this energy to be, I would go for the actual herb that's going to be burned. I would start in the top of the as far away from the front door as you can get in your home. Start and work counterclockwise, burning that smoke. I always carry an ash catcher and a lighter in my pocket just in case either the stick goes out and I don't want to leave burn marks on the carpet. But working counterclockwise, I'm seeing all that smoke pushing out anything that's negative, anything that's lingering or holding me down, and work my way towards that front door all the way, you know, if you have multiple floors, down to the first floor, down to the basement if you have one. I always make sure I leave the front door cracked or a window cracked just to make sure that anything that's nasty has a place to get out. Otherwise, we're playing Scooby-Doo. And really get to that smoke section. As you see that smoke rising through the air, see it pushing out and lifting out that space. And I'll tell you what, now that we have modern conveniences, I will tell you that once I get down to the basement in the home, I will use that heat return, bringing that smoke to the other parts of the house.
Oh,
anything
I
missed.
I like that. That's brilliant. Well, you know,
and
why it's
like
brilliant? Because...
Go ahead,
Lily. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so where do I purchase the rosemary? Wait, are there places you suggest I go get the dried rosemary? Do you have suggestions? Or?
Absolutely. Mountain Rose Herbs specializes in organic materials. They're a big enough company. They can get it to you pretty much anywhere in the world. And they have great prices, and they're community sustainable. So you can have sticks that are made out of solid rosemary, or you can buy dried rosemary from them and burn it on charcoal. Just use different heat sensitivities. Charcoal burns a lot hotter than our traditional herbs do. So
yeah,
make sure you have something that's fireproof. You don't want to burn your hands.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize organic. Maybe this is not a thing for you, Amy, but it is a thing for me. One of the things that we want to be mindful of is just about anything we're buying now from a grocery store has been sprayed with who knows what. And contrary to popular belief, that is embedded in it. And, you know, especially when we're looking at anything that has a root or a deep root. And so I emphasize organic across the board.
Okay. I agree with you,
yeah,
Dr. Pat. I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Lily,
I
would love to know. I really want to follow this with you. Please call in, and I don't care what show it is. Once you do this, please call in and give us an update. And then, Amy, if Lily wants to work with you directly, how can she do that? Because I really want to get some help to her. Lily, I want you to know it took a lot for me to clear out my mental masturbation around lack.
Okay.
To get to that $5 million number. And thank you for reminding me of that. I needed to be reminded of that today, Lily.
Yes. That number, like I said, when you said it, it's just like your brain goes, what? Like you're trying to process. It's not something you're used to hearing. And it's like, here's this woman saying, I'm going to raise $5,700,000, whatever. And you go,
yeah,
wow. Yeah, that's what was just powerful. Those, what you put out that day was just powerful. Like, well, she's doing it. And I'm like, you know, that whole mindset. I want to go through that door, too, of saying this is what I can do financially and be very firm about it and not waver. Yes.
And I got to tell you, in the next hour, Dr. Sharon Martin is coming back. We're launching her Healing Hour show. And one of the things that I get the benefit of, and so will you if you call in the next hour, there is some deep healing she does, emotional healing. And, you know, when I work with these people, I'm like you. I'm really not. I'm not a special person. I just happen to get a radio show. But the deal is, I got every wart that you have, and maybe some more. But for me, I have learned to use the tools. And thanks to Amy, Doc Martin, Colette, and the people I work with, they have helped me get the sludge so that I can smudge. Oh,
yes.
Smudge to get rid of the sludge. I love it, Amy. All right. Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Amy. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, more with sludging to get to smudging to get rid of the sludging. We'll be right back.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Yeah, Benny, getting in the mood.
Loving it.
Get my time on stage with John Legend back in October, feeling the John Legend groove. Oh, sexiest man alive.
I saw that. Congratulations to him.
Congratulations to him. We didn't know that was going on. But I got to tell you, just as a sidebar, Amy and Benny, for people that see him, they're probably thinking, how did he get to be that? So I have to tell you something. There is something about him. Like when you see him on The Voice, there's something about him that is so absolutely charismatic and attractive and kind. And that has got to be how we define what we talk about when we look at people beyond the skin, beyond the looks. We got to get into the heart. And I have a funny feeling that that was a major part of what got him rolling. That and his wife. All right, Amy.
I'm here.
All right. Give out your website one more time. And Benny, let's give a copy of the book. And we are taking calls. And by the way, I said it, live call-in show today, live call-in show the next hour with Doc Martin. But we're taking your calls. What the heck is ailing you? And what remedy would you like to know about? Because we're going to talk about crystals now to help you move it on. Give it your website one more time. Tell folks how to get a copy of your book, please.
Absolutely. It's amyblackthorne.com, AmyBlackthorn.com. There's available, you can talk about how to get copies autographed. You can get a link to the 99-cent book sale that's going on now for my first book. There's information on my tea shop. You get some magical tea in your life. Just get yourself all fixed up.
Mm-mm-mm. And can we get that on your website? Can we order from your website?
You absolutely can. And they come autographed, and there's usually little notes and pictures and bookmarks in there.
Yeah. I need you to send me something, because you heard what I said publicly about what we're raising for our crowdfunding, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah. I'm looking forward to helping out.
I'm in it. For those of you out there who want to call in, get a copy of the book, 1-800-930-2819. As usual, Amy, you take a topic, and when you say clear away negative energies and purify body, mind, and spirit, you are not fooling around with this. And my sense is right now, and it doesn't matter who I'm talking to, whether they're a listener or somebody that wants to host on our network, they have things that they are ready to release now. And when going into 2020, right, with Sagittarius moving into Capricorn and that little duo going on there, right? Mm-hmm. And Capricorn really being, okay, now you contemplated and thought big in 19, now's the time to bring it out there and make money. But people need help. And that's the sense I get from you about the book. But you did something that I didn't expect in this book. You integrated sacred smoke and other things. Tell me about that, and let's talk about a few of these if we could.
Absolutely. One of my favorite parts about doing this was being able to incorporate stones in our smoke practice, because once the smoke is gone, once you've left your space, once you've moved out and gone to work, people lose that connection to the work that they've done. You know, the overwhelming stress, or, you know, being stuck in traffic, somebody cuts you off. I mean, that can lower our vibrations. So incorporating stones gives us a literal touchstone to keep on us, to keep with us, to incorporate not just the idea of our smoke practice, but to keep it with us all day through dealing with all of the mundane things. I mean, there's no mundane world. It's just the world we all live in. We have to be able to keep that with us. You need something to remind you that you are an empowered person, that you have agency, and that you are in control of what happens in your life.
Yeah. And this is really what we need help with. So can you talk about the power, shall I ask, the power combinations? And I want to talk to what Lily was addressing, because we gave her a remedy, right? But I would love to know from your perspective, and this will also educate us about how this works, you know, these power combinations, right? If we could, sacred smoke, gemstones, crystals, right? Whatever they are that we're going to talk about. And then oils. I mean, there is, when I think about these things and I think about my first vision quest, I'm really struck by the fact, and just thought about it, of how Sedonia brought all those in, and I didn't even know what she was doing. But I had an interesting experience, and I'm not going to talk about it here because I want you to speak. If we have time, I'll share it. But upon that vision quest, I was deathly afraid of bees, deathly afraid, and had an experience as a kid. And I was given dishwashing duty one day. And I don't know if you know much about the desert, but the minute that you put water out in the desert, the first insects that go to it are the bees, and they sit on it. But I was given the gift of a sacred smoke and a ritual to get rid of fear. And I picked up a sponge filled with these bees, and I spoke to them, and I was able to do the dishes. Can you talk about remedies for fear? People are afraid.
One of my favorite plants to work with for fear is actually Melissa. Melissa gets its name from being a friend of the bees. It's not just lemony and sweet. When you burn it, it embraces you in this cloud of light and warmth and sweetness from that. It's not just lemon at that point. Once you start to burn it, it becomes almost a vapor of mint and lemon all at the same time. But it's so connected with the bees. I thought it was really funny when you connected those two, because it's so not just enlightening and brightening, but that it raises your energy to the point where there's no room for fear left.
Mm.
There, it just pushes everything out that doesn't belong. And it's, you can work with the essential oil. You can work with it as a smoke product. It's very easy to grow. It's actually part of the mint family. So it'll grow anywhere from dry desert areas to, you know, the boggy East Coast. It grows everywhere, and it's really happy to be a member of your family.
When I think about some of the things you've written, and boy, this hour goes so fast, I think, Benny, I'd like to skip the next break if I could. I was reading a line from your book, and I'm going to read it out loud for folks, because I had to read it a couple times because I didn't understand this. Because once I read it, I'm going to ask you about it, and I want to ask you what happens when we don't do this. So I was reading about selenite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this stone cleanses all other stones just by being placed in their presence. So it's no surprise that selenite is known for providing clarity of mind as well. I could have picked a million different things, but I have to tell you, I would love for you to describe what this stone looks like. But also, we're noticing a rise in its popularity. And I ended up with four of them and one giant one. Tell us about this.
Selenite is gorgeous. It's got a very soft, milky white exterior.
Yeah.
And it's made out of little thin needles that are striated along its entire length. And they're just stacked, millions and millions of them, so that you can get pieces from, you know, Home Goods that are the size of your forearm for about $20. It's really reasonably priced. It's part of the gypsum family. So it's salt. It's a salt base.
Mm.
One of my dearest friends owns a mystical voyage in Baltimore for a million years. I loved it. And because it's a salt, it dissolves in water. So after coming into the shop one day, this woman had come back probably a week later to say, hey, I really love those candle holders. Do you have any more? Oh, you must have really enjoyed them, because, you know, it's only been a week and you're already back for more. No. The fairies took them, she says.
Mm.
She had put them in the dishwasher to cleanse them. And selenite is a salt, so they had dissolved in the dishwasher during her attempt to clean them. So just because it's a stone and it looks hard doesn't mean that it's hard enough to stand up to more water. It's so soft that it actually cleanses. It radiates this beautiful, serene energy that just wipes out anything negative in its path. I keep one at my desk to keep my workspace as chill as humanly possible. And it works really well with a citrine, which is the only other stone that cleanses other stones just by never needs cleansing, because it is radiant. It's the radiant energy of the sun in the citrine. So they're both really great and really attuned to keeping us energetically cleansed while in between our smoke sessions.
I want to ask you this question, because, you know, for me, I don't have any training in this, never have. And I've just noticed things, and I tend to do things very intuitively, but I've gotten a lot smarter, especially after reading your books. And I know that there are some things, whether it's intuitive to do it, they just don't make sense to do together. And I wanted to ask you, you work with integrating things. What would be a powerful combination of smoke and stone? What are you familiar with that you've used before, especially if you're trying, let's stay with Lily, if you would, especially if we're wanting to create that confidence in abundance and really look at literally dissolving any negative energy around money.
Adventuring is the first thing I would put with that, Rosemary, that we said earlier in the hour. Adventuring, it relates to your heart, but it's removing that negativity. So it helps dissolve those past experiences that tell us that we're not good enough, that we're not strong enough, that we're not anything. It shields your heart. It gives you sort of a breastplate to protect against negative thoughts, even if those thoughts come from the outside, abusive bosses, arguments with your family. It's those heart healing capabilities that rise you up, that lift you up to the point where you know that not only do you deserve the things that you're working for, that you've put your soul and your heart into, but it helps us see past the worst in people and how to counteract that without disempowering anyone else that you meet along the way. We don't have to step on other people to make it in this world. You can give someone else a hand up. It doesn't take away from what you're doing.
You know, I love the idea of remedies. I love the idea of spells. I love the ideas of energies. I want to get to something else in the book, which did pop up very unexpectedly for me, and that's plants. But of course, I should have known that because it is you, Amy, of course. It is you. And so I started to read this about plants, and I just thought, well, wait a minute. What is she saying? Is she talking about sacred smoke and what to consider growing? And why is it that some people can grow certain things so that they take on a life of its own and other people cannot? Let me give you an example. I planted my garden this year. And what I noticed is some of the things I was trying to grow herb-wise didn't even bother to make it. But oregano has taken everything over. And as a matter of fact, even now, I've got oregano growing back there. And I use oregano now in everything. But I never understood that. I mean, why would oregano make it and basil not? And then I started to read your book. Can you talk about plants and herbs of this nature and other plants and why they're important in this?
Absolutely. When you look around your home, you have your own energetic footprint and you have the spirit of place, the landoids that are present in the land before you've gotten there and it will be long there long after we've left. Each one has its own energy signature. So even if you have the right soil, even if you do the right amendments, even if you talk nice to your plants and you pet them and you sing songs to them, there are some plants that are just not going to fare well in your space. And a lot of it has to do with the relationship between the land and the energy that those plants have. So the basil could be really effervescent and flourishing, or it could wither to nothing, even with the same level of care, even from year to year. Because what we need in our homes is reflected in the plants around it. You can look around your home and diagnose where there's energy slowing, where there's anything that's lingering in a negative way, just by looking at your plants. One year I had the exterior of the house was completely blank of anything that was indicative. And the next year my porch was ringed in pokeweed. If anybody's ever pretty much ever gone outside, there's a plant that gets purple berries on it, big green leaves. Kids make ink with it when you're, you know, outside making potions in the dirt. Pokeberry is a protective plant. It can get 6 feet tall, great big leaves on it, but it was ringing my yard because I had a protection issue that I needed to reflect on.
Wow.
So the diagnosing the land around your house is even easier when you're trying to plant things actively. If it doesn't flourish, you just don't need it right now. But the things that flourish, you absolutely need right this minute.
Wow. You know, okay. You, people don't know this about you, but I want to touch upon it for a minute. One of the things is that, first of all, you were on the show when we interviewed you about botanical magic. So you absolutely talked about so many things in that book. And now we're talking about sacred smoke. But this book you've written on sacred smoke is beyond what the title might imply. It is really sacred smoke at the center of it, but the remedies that you provide are any number of them. I want to talk about one in particular because I do believe that we have in this country a, how should I say it, an energy of heartbreak. Now, I'm not saying because of love. I'm saying we have an energy of heartbreak because people are mourning everything that has gone on in these past number of years, everything about it. Heartbreak at many, many different levels about many, many things. And I also get a sense you're an Elton John fan, probably Yellow Brick Road, like me, because one of your remedies is called Love Lies Bleeding.
Yes.
I want to talk about this remedy because I think it's a powerful one. And I think that people that are feeling that their heart hurts. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a love relationship. I don't care if it's politics. I don't care if it's your job. There is a heartbreak. Can you talk about this remedy?
Absolutely. When we experience a loss, whether it's of a friendship or a romantic partnership, a family member, there's a hole in our hearts where this relationship used to be. And we don't give enough time or space or credit to grieving, you know, the losses of people who are still alive. So taking your star anise gives you that emotional comfort that you really are longing for in those emotional times.
Yep.
Ginger is healing, but it's also that fire of the ginger gives us that the room for improvement, the room to speed that healing. Lavender gives us balance and protection, and it helps us see the experience clearly for what it is. A lot of times we have that yours, mine, and ours storyline. Getting to the heart of the problem with lavender gives you the clearest view of the experience so you can learn any lessons from it. And then, of course, our friend sandalwood is an honest assessment, but it's also really soothing and calming and nurturing for our hearts, for our experiences, and for lessons we can learn moving into the future.
Yeah. I first of all, I want to say super thank you for being here today. And I wanted to also mention that you do in the back of the book, you have many, many things in here, including a business blessing, which I am absolutely going to do before we get ready for our crowdfunding. And actually, I'm going to call you, Amy, because I really want to know exactly what the ritual is that we should, you know, practice at the beginning, during, and throughout. And so thank you. So before we go here, please tell folks how they get a copy of the book. The other thing is also give them your website again. And last question, what's your personal message, Amy? What would you like to leave us with today?
My personal message is that whether it's smoke or essential oils or just taking a minute for yourself while you're making your coffee or tea in the morning, magic is agency. Magic is the ability to give yourself permission to seek something greater for yourself. You deserve it. And if I have to write you a note, I will. My website is amyblackthorn.com, AmyBlackThorn.com, and it'll give you links to both of my current books. You'll be we'll let you know when the next book comes out, hint, hint. And there'll be a link there for my tea shop so you can get some energetic cleansing from the inside as well as the outside.
Yeah, and by the way, we will have you back when your next book comes out, Amy. Thank you. Personal message, what would you like to leave us with today?
I really just appreciate being here today. I mean, you have always really opened my eyes to my own practice and how I can benefit those in the future.
Mm, For those of you out there, the book is called Sacred Smoke. Amy Blackthorn joining me here today. And I want to make sure you know this. It's Blackthorn, B-L-A-C-K-T-H-O-R-N. She has other books out there. They're fantastic. As a matter of fact, I give them in the holiday season for people that are looking for solutions. Amy, thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to take a short break. And as I said before, we are kicking it off with the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, Bridging the Mystical and the Scientific. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.